Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 61. Well, you've opened your gifts. You did it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And so all that nice fancy wrapping paper there has been torn off those packages that hid all those surprises and gifts. And so now you probably had somebody there make sure that they're picking up all the paper, being careful about that. Certainly do that in my family, because when I was a little boy, I remember some money got thrown away one Christmas because somebody was in a big hurry to gather up everything off the floor. So we make sure, and nobody does that anymore. So we got all the trash there. It's in the bags, getting ready to be taken out to the dumpster. And so now you sit back and you evaluate those gifts. Now you're thinking, it's like, all right, you know, do you like it or not? Did Grandma buy the right size? Particularly if you got kids that are growing like weeds, you know, you never know. It's like, it's the right size, because you're thinking about that because, well, do I have to go back to the store and exchange it or not? Certainly don't want to do that if you don't have to. So you're evaluating all these things. You had your big Christmas meal. Dishes are all clean. They're put away. Christmas is over, right? Oh, no, not at all. Christmas goes on, and we see that in our readings here for us this morning. The joy is just beginning. Now, take, for example, in our gospel reading for today. Mary and Joseph, they're going into the temple. Now, it's time for Mary's purification after she's given birth to her firstborn son there. Now, typically, many people think, like, well, that happened shortly right after he was born. Not so. For this to happen, you have to wait 40 days after the child was born before you go in there and perform what is necessary according to the law. So, they go in there, going to get ready to offer those sacrifices there. You know, the two pigeons there, the two doves. Now, typically it was something more than that, but we know that, well, the first family there didn't have a lot of money. So that's why they went in there with the pigeons or the doves. But while they're in there, what happens? Simeon and Anna come up and bless the baby Jesus. Joyous activities continue. Think about this. Joyous activities. 40 days after the child was born, after the shepherds came, still celebration, still blessings going on with this child. And so, we have here an Old Testament lesson for today, where there too is a joyous beginning. Similar to our anticipation of Christmas, if you want to put it in those kinds of contexts. So let's see how this fits in during the season of Christmas. Starts off this way. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Now, personally, I wish this was translated from the Hebrew this way. I will joyfully rejoice. Now, when we want to magnify something in English, you know, to expand on it, something we might say, add great, or even magnify, to make sure that you get the expression of something more. But joyfully rejoice, well, that expresses so much more enthusiasm, more of a bubbly kind of joy that's just spilling over. That's the intent of what Isaiah is sharing here this morning. And so what is the cause for such a celebration? Well, he's rejoicing the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Now, getting a garment of salvation or a robe of righteousness might sound like something new for you and I. But getting something like this comes only from God. And that's why it is so different. And so what Isaiah does here, in order for the people to kind of understand about what's going on, he makes a comparison. A comparison to a wedding. So, just like today, lots of planning going on there for a wedding. Okay, lots of love there amidst the families that are being joined together. And so everybody gets all dressed up. Now, when it talks about having a headdress here that he wears on his head, kind of like a priest, what that is a turban. Now, if you think about this here, it was God who designed what the priest should wear. And so here it is. He's wearing this turban. That's what the priest would wear. So what's happening here is that he is being set aside for something special. And so is the groom. He's being set aside for something special. Now, what about the bride? The bride, too. What is she going to be wearing? Her jewels. Fascinating to think about this, about how it's like, you know, just like today, people like to wear their jewels, okay? So they can, did in the Old Testament. It's kind of funny. My daughter and daughter-in-law thought, like, hey, they're down in the city yesterday, and they're like, well, let's go into Tiffany's there, see if we can get some earrings. Yeah. They came back outside and took a picture by the sign. That was close enough that they got. But such is the case here, all right, you know, about how special things are. And that's what's happening here. So the couple feels special. They have great joy for each other. And what a special day it is. And so what comes next then in our passage here with Isaiah? Well, first of all, he talks about himself, about he himself is joyfully rejoicing. And then he goes on and says that it's just not for himself. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up for all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Now what he's going on here to say is like, I'm not going to stop rejoicing here until all see the righteousness that sprouts up from the Lord. Until all look to Jerusalem, and all peoples there and all nations will see that you too there are wearing garments of salvation. They're going to see how special you truly are to the Lord. You're a crown of beauty, a royal diadem. Now diadem is just another name for a crown, but it's something that the Lord God is holding in his hand, precious and treasured. So Isaiah is saying it's just not him who's precious in the eyes of the Lord, but all his faithful people. And so how does that all come to be? Well, that brings us back to our gospel reading for today and Christmas. Simeon sees the baby, okay? Sees the happy couple with their child. And so he comes over and lets them know and blesses them. He says, Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. You are prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them. Now God told Simeon here that, hey, you're not going to die until you see the consolation of Israel. Meaning, it's not like a consolation prize, but rather what's going to happen for the benefit of all people there. The salvation of our God. The Messiah is the one who's going to come, and you're going to get to see him before you're gathered unto me. See, he's excited about that. He's joyfully rejoicing. Why? God kept his word. How important is that for all of us to know? God keeps his word in all circumstances, and here Simeon is rejoicing because he gets to see the Messiah. And there he is in the child Jesus. But he also addresses mom and says, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce your own soul also, so that thoughts that for many hearts may be revealed. Well, it's for this reason that Jesus came, for the fall and rising of many in Israel. A sign that is opposed, many hearts will be revealed, all clues foretelling about Jesus and why he's come. Now, Jesus came to be salvation of all, okay, to take the punishment for all. And that punishment would lead him to the cross. And so many would believe in Jesus, and many would not. Many opposed Jesus, and the hearts of a person would be revealed, meaning this, are they sorry for their sins or not? Those that are not are doomed to stay in their sins. However, those who repent of their sins are the ones who are saved. And that's where that great exchange happens. Our sinfulness is replaced with a robe of righteousness. We have garments of salvation wrapped around us. That happened in our baptisms. We're there when we were washed and cleansed in the waters, holy waters of baptism. We received that robe of righteousness. It was draped around our shoulders. That's why pastors wear robes such as this. It's not to be set apart from everybody else, but as a reminder of what Jesus has done for us. We have that robe of righteousness. We're now holy in God's eyes. All he sees are a holy people. He sees his people. That's worth joyfully rejoicing. You see, we are a crown of beauty, a royal diadem in the hands of our God. We are light shining out from the Lord. Think about how awesome that is, that we reflect God's righteousness to all. God has done great things for us. So when we think about it here, 40 days after his birth, the joy continues for Mary and Joseph, for Simeon and Anna, as they bless this child. Christmas continues for them. And for us, let there be no letdown after opening the gifts. Why? For as God's own dear children, Christmas continues for each of us. Not just during the season of Christmas, not through this Friday, okay, the 12th day of Christmas, but rather each and every day. Why? Because you have that robe of righteousness around you. You who have faith are blessed by God. And that blessing, well, you don't have to worry about going back to the store, going back to Macy's and exchange that robe of righteousness. It fits the first time. And it lasts. It lasts forever and ever. That's the blessing that we receive from the Christ child. Merry Christmas. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.